You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Now, I want you to note first that the scripture says, trust in the Lord. It didn't say believe in the Lord. So many people believe God, but they don't trust Him. You can only experience God when you trust Him, not when you believe Him. Even Satan believes that there is God. So it is important you know the difference and know what you have been called to do. We have been called to trust in God, to depend on God, to know that He is there. He will respond to our situations. And He says, with all your heart. It means that there is a possibility that you can trust God half-hearted. You don't truly trust Him. And you see, to trust God, you must know Him. It means you are trusting Him in His integrity, that whatever He has said, He will do it. You can rely on it. But brethren, there is something I'm praying that the Lord will help you to see today. You see, trusting in God is a process that we come to learn. There is nobody that is born with the ability to just trust God instantly. All of us must come to learn to trust God. You see, it is as you lay hold of the word of God concerning a matter. You said, God said this. I'm going to depend on it. And then, because you depended on Him, God came through for you. You will trust Him the next time. Sometimes when I tell people that, see, don't worry, when the time comes, the Lord will do this. To them, it's like they can't see any way the Lord will do it. But for me, I know the Lord will do it because I'm trusting in Him. In the end, the Lord will come through for us. The difference is that I have learned, or I'm learning to trust God in little matters. And so I can trust Him in the next matter because I've trusted Him before. Now, this is the danger. If you don't give yourself now to learn to trust God, the day will come when you will need God, you will not be able to access Him. Not because God is not available, but you have not learned how to trust Him. You have not learned how to depend on Him. It's a process, brethren. God will be giving you circumstance and situation for you to learn to trust Him. The day I trusted God for my school fees and didn't tell anybody, and in the end, it came true, that thing changed me a lot, greatly. And then other challenges kept coming. And it's now become much a lot easier and easier to trust God, because the just shall live by faith. Many people don't want to live by faith. They want to live by sight. They want to have everything so that they don't even need to pray. But the Christian life is a journey of faith. And the earlier you start that journey, the better. You will just discover that one day you will fall sick and you will not know how to trust God to be healed. You will be running here and there, just hoping that somebody who has the faith can pray for you. When you yourself could believe God, as in spite of this pain, in spite of how bad the situation is, I just know that God will bring me through. And it's not a motivational talk. It is a reality of your faith in a God that does not fail. We must learn to trust Him. It is as you trust Him in little matters, you will be able to trust Him in greater matters. If you are not trusting God today, brethren, you won't trust Him tomorrow. When you will need to trust Him, you will be weak. You will not know what to do. There is no magic about trusting God. You can't do a crash program about trusting God. It takes time. It's a process. You see one man of God, he can so much believe God. You are wondering, how come he has such a great faith? See, he has learned to trust God for $1. He has learned to trust God for 1 pence. He has learned how to trust God for his shoe, for his shirt. So over time, he has learned how to trust God. David had to learn how to kill a bear and how to kill a lion in the secret. That was why he could then confront Goliath in the open. Brethren, may you learn to trust God today in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.